You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I said it earlier this week. There's nothing like watching the families of the people who win gold. Inject it into my tear ducts. Inject it all into my tear ducts with this panel. Also, you guys feeling the draft? Yo, here we go, let's go. 16th year in a row, I've used the line. Hey, this house has poor insulation. We have grass, that's what we do. NBA draft preview extravaganza. What kind of draft is this? Most feel solid to solid plus. Maybe you see it differently. Number one, the Detroit Pistons and Cade Cunningham. Woj says it's done. And with that solid, Houston trending towards Jalen Green at number two. Cleveland focusing in on Evan Mobley at number three. This is the Thoris day. Remember, you know, focusing, trending, lasering in on, digesting. Unlikely to resist. Other storylines. Could Ben Simmons be traded tonight? What will Golden State do? It's all right there for the picking for you, Woody Page. Around the horn to you. Start us at the top. Cade Cunningham, what type of number one pick is he?
Oh, in the last decade, I'd say he's in the top four. I mean, that would be fantastic when you're talking about people like Kyrie Irving and AD. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be an all-pro in this league in the next two or three years. I think he's going to come into the league. And this is a perfect place, I think, for him in Detroit. They had two rookies last year that both made the first and second team of the all-rookie team. So they're doing the process that Philadelphia tried to do that didn't work out there, but I think the Pistons have the right to do it. I watched him last year play against Oklahoma, a top 10 team, and go 40-11. The guy is creative. He's silkier than Key Lime Pie. He creates his shot. He's a good passer. I think you're talking about a guy that is like a triple-double guy.
Okay.
After two or three years in the league.
You love him at number one to Detroit, and to Woj this up a little bit, since you said silkier than Key Lime Pie, Detroit is hungering for Cade Cunningham at number one. Bob Ryan, you've covered how many drafts? I was just about to put a number on it, but maybe you could for me that you've been witnessing. What is this draft, and what do you think of Cunningham at one?
Well, back in my second draft in 1971, the Pistons did very well with their last time that they picked number one, where they got Bob Lanier. So I hope Dwayne Casey and company are just as lucky. I'm going to be 100% honest, and I want you to save this for posterity. I read all the scouting reports. I know that they say he's this and this, that. He's a well-rounded player. He's a ready-made player. He can create. He can shoot. He can defend. He can do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I watched him a couple of times. I didn't see it anything special. So I am going to say, I'll go on all the reports. Don't allow me, when he takes the league by storm, to indulge in any revisionist historianism back in
the day. Maybe you watched the wrong games, Bob.
I watched the wrong games. I'm saying, who are they talking about? That guy I saw? So, but obviously, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying I would love to corroborate it myself, a guy at that level. I can't. I just got to be honest with this.
Clinton Yates, I'll bring you in here after what Bob just said, and knowing Detroit, Cade Cunningham, number one.
Well, I think if this is the NBA draft extravaganza, you could say that this talent is just regular vaganza. There's a lot of players out here who are just going to be dudes in the league. And I think that Cade Cunningham is exactly the person that best embodies who can come in and do that immediately. Ball handler, pretty good height. Looks like he could walk in right now and start on an NBA team. That's why he's going number one. It's an indication of overall how talent acquisition happens in this league right now. And the draft is not always the number one route. That doesn't mean that Cade Cunningham doesn't have to be the top pick. Our impressions of what the number one pick overall are not necessarily going to be the same every single year, and this is one of those years.
And Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, listening to Bob and Clinton right there, I sometimes feel bad for number one picks who aren't labeled as generational because people are going to be so quick to rush and say that they're bust. But in my opinion, this guy is bust-free. I mean, we're talking about the top four or five picks in this draft being probably all-stars, and he still rises above the rest. He's a guy that's effective all over the court. The comparisons I've heard are to Luka Doncic. Well, he defends better than Luka, so if that's what you're working with, this kid's going to be pretty special.
Wow. I want to get to the rest of the maybe the 2, 3, 4 in the top 10 in a second. But the other major headline going into this extravaganza, let's make this more extravagant, Clinton. Philly is shopping Ben Simmons. All reports say so. And they want a James Harden-like return. Trades happen on draft night, Clinton. Can you see it happening tonight?
I don't see it happening. I mean, I'm not going to say that the last headlines about Ben not answering the Sixers' phone calls are affecting this. But, like, okay, you want a James Harden-like haul, but who is that team and who are those actual people is a separate discussion from whether or not you actually think Simmons is worth it. I don't think that there's a team out there that has what they want, and never mind how they're dealing with the player right now in terms of who.
Bob Ryan?
Well, number one, I wouldn't want him. I don't want him, so don't send him up here. I don't
get it. You're cold today, Bob.
I'm just being honest. I don't understand. I've been curious. Who wants him? How much will they give up?
You don't think he's a star in the league?
Documented
one of the better defenders
problem,
in the league?
That guy that can or won't shoot the ball in the fourth quarter of a playoff game? What is this fascination with this guy? I don't get that one either. So good luck to whoever gets him.
Woo! Emily Kaplan, the idea that Ben Simmons could be traded tonight, would it be wise to trade him tonight? Who are the teams involved in a trade for him?
You know, they say they want a James Harden-like return, but you can't get a James Harden-like return for a player that's not James Harden. I do think there's a team that makes sense, though, and it's the Warriors. This is a team that is already loaded on offense. They don't need to worry about that. They are in win-now mode. They have the 7-14 pick. Realistically, those two picks aren't going to help them win this year. So why don't you package those together, you throw in Andrew Wiggins, heck, James Wiseman, who's to say, and you're appreciably a better team.
This is interesting. This was out there a few days ago, and then it was debunked. As much as anything could be debunked without it actually happening days before a draft. But the idea that this team built around shooting would get a guy who does not shoot, and maybe that would work. Woody Page, where are you on that?
Yes, I'm with Bob Ryan. We were covering drafts at the beginning of the 1970s, and I can't see James Harden. I can't see Mike Harden, who was a safety in the NFL, being the type of trade here. We're talking about a guy that is not a triple-double. He's a triple-single in the playoffs. And you really think that Clinton Yates, you're sitting there telling us that people don't have the kind of talent? He doesn't have the kind of talent that I'd want if I was a team like Sacramento. Really, I just haven't seen it out of him. Bob and I have been watching this game a long time, and I just can't. I can't.
Let me pull the thread a little bit more on the Warriors
here. One of the top players in the league.
Because what Emily says, I mean, I think you all believe is true. This is a team that wants to kind of win now. I mean, you're getting Clay back, and Steph is where Steph is in his career, and Draymond Green is where he is. Clinton, would it make sense for them to go Ben Simmons here, try to make that trade happen with what they have?
I don't think it makes sense for the Warriors to bring Ben Simmons onto the court. I mean, between him and Draymond, there are too many basketballs on the court in terms of how they actually play basketball. But I do think it behooves them to try to bring somebody in to win now. They're in the front half of the latter half of their window, in my opinion. You don't want to bring in somebody who you've got to reteach the game of basketball to. You want to bring somebody in, I don't know, a Bradley Beal comes to mind, who's actually going to be able to step in and fill up the bucket. So to me, yeah, you make a move, but Ben Simmons is not it for me.
Bob, talk to me about the Warriors, where they are right now. Number 7, number 14. We know about acquiring Wiseman with such a high pick last year. And then, of course, Andrew Wiggins. So the idea, do they make a trade tonight? What do they do with those picks?
I don't know how much they think about a couple of people that I think would help them greatly as a third guard, namely Davion Mitchell and James Bouknight. I'm sure some people out there love both of them very much. I don't know if they're one of those teams. If I could get either one of those guys, I wouldn't worry about making a trade at all, okay, if I could do that. But I don't know if they share that love, so I don't know.
Emily Kaplan?
I just want to say, I think that Ben Simmons is a fit. I know they want to fill the bucket with the Warriors, but Clay and Steph love taking shots, more shots for them. Yeah. That's great. Everyone's happy.
Woody, what would you do if you're Golden State?
I'd keep 7. I'd keep 14. I'd actually add 21. I think that you're building in the right direction. And Bob brought up Mitchell. I think he fits right in. A guy that shoots 44% from the three-point line. Yeah. You add him to Klay Thompson and to Steph Curry, I think that you got a situation in the backcourt that is really exciting. I also think you get a big man with the 14th pick. And I just guess that, as I said, that you continue to build where they're not somebody that's playing for this year. They're playing for this next generation, too.
Hmm. Clint, you said something earlier that I thought was interesting. You know, maybe unlike the NFL draft where you're drafting and you're hoping to get, you know, where you're going to be this upcoming season. This draft, you take what you get, but teams have built around free agency in the NBA more than the draft. That's basically what you're implying. But that's not how the Bucks, you may remember, just won the title. They didn't have anybody in the top 10 here. So they're still valued. There's Giannis at 15. There's Jokic is the reigning MVP. He was in the 40s. So you can throw out some players that you like. Is anybody sleeping on anybody?
Right. Well, sleeping on somebody, I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But that's my point here is that, look, just because somebody goes at number one, it doesn't mean they have to be Shaquille O'Neal. It just means that they're ready to play in the NBA. As for people that I think that are sleepers, Corey Kispert is a guy who comes to mind. Guy likes to get to the bucket from Gonzaga, a wing who can shoot the ball. I know he's just outside of the top 10, but that dude is a guy that I would love to have on my
team. Bob Ryan?
Despite his advanced age, which will be 25 on his next birthday, Chris Duarte of Oregon will be a great pickup for a team that needs more piece.
Emily Kaplan?
I like Keon Johnson. Didn't commit to basketball full-time until he was a sophomore in high school because he was a baseball player. Really dramatically improved when he got to Tennessee. Offense, still a work in progress. Defense has an aptitude, too. With all of his raw athleticism, if someone was committing to him to developing, I think they have a star in their hands.
I really like a kid that's got the best name in the draft. He's a three-point shooter, and his name is Trey Murphy III. What more could you possibly want out of a guy from Virginia who also plays defense and is a smart player?
That name is a triple-triple, Trey Murphy III. There you go, Woody Page. All right. I think that was extravagant enough. I know, Clinton, you thought it was regular Vanza. I think it was extravaganza. Tony Danza. Coming up, baseball trade deadline. The Yankees deal for a Gallo. It took a while. Was it possible Cashman said Callo and not Gallo? Buy or sell is ticking like this.
Why?
Next.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
What Bobby Fink did last night in the last 50 meters of his race from fourth to first. We should write songs about this for all of time. And look at Caleb Dressel here. The touch at the wall. His moment with his family afterwards was incredible. Look away if you don't want this spoiler. Suni Lee, gold medal gymnastics individual all around. You could watch it tonight. What are you feeling, Woody Page? Give me feelings.
Yes, it was Sooney being sensational. Once Simone was really not involved in the all-around, for her to come through after being behind in the first event and just dominated beyond that, I think it's fantastic. I watched Mary Lou Retton in 1984. This reminded me of that sort of performance last
night. Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, Suni Lee is a role model not just because she's ridiculously talented, but because of the visibility she gave among Americans. It's a community that's highly underrepresented. And as her dad told Alyssa Roenick of ESPN, the movie Gran Torino was about us, and still people don't know who we are. Maybe after my daughter, now they will.
Bob Ryan.
Not to denigrate either of the swimming accomplishments, but there have been 1,000 races won by a fingertip in that sport. It's endemic to the sport. What happened with Suni Lee was a tug at the heartstrings moment worthy of a novel. Simple as that.
Clint Yates.
The reason it's Lee for me is not just because of her, but it's because of the team as well. Simone Biles stepped back and she stayed there and supported her squad. You got to see what it's like when a team comes together after all the hardships that have been put upon that program and those young girls. This was an incredibly, incredibly great moment.
Could you hear Simone Biles cheering Lee on while it was happening?
Yes!
Well, I thought you could. Yeah.
It was great.
Suni Lee is going to be going to college next year at Auburn. And now with the name, image, likeness, she's going to be able to get everything she deserves while a college student. Isn't that amazing to think about it that way? We'll move on. Buy or sell two, Joey Gallo in New York. It just sounds right, right? Yankees making a trade at the deadline when some wondered whether they'd be sellers, not buyers. Are they sure? Are they positive? Gallo now with Judge and Stanton. Their home run rates? Their strikeout rates, identical. Clinton Yates, what does Gallo do for the Yankees?
He's more of the same. They love this feast or famine offense type stuff. Sure, they get the left-handed bat, but his strikeout rate this year, 32.2. That's a career low for him. Also, he's going to have to shave his beard, so it's going to be an interesting
pick. Say they love that strikeout home run thing. Do you think that's good planning for 2021?
That's not my kind of baseball. I don't run my program that way. But we'll see how it works out for
Woody Page.
Yes, well, I don't like your program, Clinton. I will say this. You got a center fielder that's a golden glove. And with an inviting porch that you have in Yankee Stadium, with a left-handed bat finally in the lineup who can take advantage of that, I think it's a great change for the Yankees. It may be their last chance at being in the playoffs.
Emily Kaplan.
At first, I was skeptical because why are they trying to be buyers this year? But then he's under team control for 2022, so it's a move for next season as well. And what did they give up? What, four youths?
Yeah, there you go, Emily Kaplan. Jersey at heart from you. And Bob Ryan, how about you?
Joey Gallo to New York, I mean, that's too good to be true. They're going to have to take him for a photo op at Umberto's Clam House. Anyway, there's only one reason for this trade. One, he's left-handed. Yeah. As Woody said, he's left-handed, and they needed a left-handed bat, and they've got Yankee Stadium. That's the only reason this trade is made. He's left-handed.
You're going to be throwing out him and Judge and Stanton. That's feast or famine. That seems like it was the game 3 years ago, but not the game now. He did win the gold glove, but it was in right field, Woody, but who knows? I mean, when they play interleague, they might be throwing Stanton, Judge, and Gallo out in the outfield next week. Buy or sell three, Michael Thomas ankle surgery happened in June. And now what was surmised is being said out loud by Sean Payton. Roll tape.
Well, look, it appears we're going to have to spend some time without him. It's disappointing, but the surgery took place. And obviously, we would have liked that to have happened earlier than later. And quite honestly, it should have.
Emily, is it okay for Payton to express frustration with Thomas having the surgery in June? And was it okay for Thomas to have the surgery in June?
No, this is not okay for Sean Payton. The level of detail about NFL players' injuries is already unsavory, so for a coach to say this without the nuance or intricacies of why he waited, he wanted a more conservative approach first, doesn't sit well with me. Also, Sean, no blame to you for putting him in for an extra down after he was injured.
Ooh, wow, Emily Kaplan. Bob Ryan.
How I feel.
Will somebody buy those two guys a cell phone? Maybe they could communicate?
Exactly.
That's the part I don't understand. Sean Payton should have been on top of this every step of the way. So I don't understand.
So for him to be talking about it publicly, that's where you have the biggest problem. Clinton Yates, how about you?
Well,
fair for him to get the surgery on team time. Fair for Peyton to be upset about it. Foul for him to be airing out dirty laundry in front of everybody at the beginning of a training camp. The whole point, I was at Rams training camp yesterday. It was gloriously fun. That's what we're doing. We're coming back. This guy's out here taking shots at his own team. I don't get it.
Woody Page?
That's the entire observation I have. Why is Peyton emphasizing this? Why don't he say, we're behind him, we look forward to having him back, but he's ripping on his star wide receiver when they really don't have much else at wide receiver.
Could the team be upset that he decided to have the surgery in June?
Well, sure, they can be upset, but keep it to yourself.
I mean, it's the old Shaq line, you know, I got hurt on company time, I'm going to get, you know, healthy on company time. I mean, you guys endorse that? Okay. Well, I'm just trying to get a read of this. I can understand you all feel that him calling out the player like that is a no-go, but if he's put on the list, he won't be available for the first 7 weeks of the season.
Tried a different approach first.
Paige, Ryan, that's going to be a great showdown you guys are going to have back there. Right now, Clinton Yates, Emily Kaplan, a 30 for 30 in showdown.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Home run streaks right now in Major League Baseball. First five Major League hits for Rodolfo Castro of the Pittsburgh Pirates. But is that more impressive than Abraham Toro, who has a home run in four straight games, two for the Astros, two for the Mariners, because he was traded in between. But is that more impressive than Joey Votto, who had another home run today, six straight games for him? Clinton, what's the most impressive home run streak?
It's got to be Toro. You know I love clothes, so anything that involves changing them in the middle is excellent. And as a part of that streak, he became the only player to hit one for and against the same team. The guy loves versatility. French-Canadian, Venezuelan. Come on. This guy's awesome.
I'd like to order off menu here. Yeah. With all the home runs this year, can we talk about Shohei Ohtani? 37 home runs leads Major League Baseball. And guys, remember, he pitches too.
Yes, yes, we are aware. We are aware. Points to Clinton Yates. We'll move on. Check out Lions head coach Dan Campbell today at Lions practice. He did the 40 up and downs with his team. Campbell said, when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And when we get up, we're going to be biting a kneecap off. That's what he said in the past. How much credit are you giving Campbell for talking the talk, walking the walk, capping the cap, and burping the burp, Emily?
I'm giving him all the credit in the world. We always say those who don't do teach. But look at this guy doing it all with one bum knee and winded as hell afterwards. That is a true leader the Lions need.
Quinn?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is just like his act when it comes to press conferences. Tired. Even the dudes on the team were not even looking at him. They just passed him by on their way to get water.
40 burpees or up and downs. His form was not perfect at the end of it. He knows that, but whose is at the end? Clinton Yates, 30 seconds of face.
I'd like to tell you guys about something new I've got coming for you this summer. My podcast. It's called Black History Always, and what we're going to do is tell you the stories about all the folks in our community who aren't just superstars and aren't just living in abject poverty. There's a lot of us that are just walking to Earth trying to be ourselves. As part of it, we've got a film called Monochrome, What It's Like to Be a Black Skateboarder in America. Check it out, y'all, ESPN Plus, and where you get the podcast.
Look at that right there. That is visually beautiful. Well done there. Maybe you're not doing the cinematography, but well done there, Clinton Yates. I always say it.
Thank you.
I know you for 20 years. I still never know what you're going to say. It's a wonderful thing. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.